Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to speak about one of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, Life Below Water. This idea came into effect in January 1st, 2016, after a summit which took place in New York in September 2015. 193 governments of all over the world meet and agree to implement this idea in their own countries. In order to get to the bottom of this issue, we are here with Baharni, Nico, Mesrur and me, Inara.
Hello, my name is Bjarne. I'm 17 years old and I'm very interested in fishing and therefore also in our seas and their creatures. This project is important for all of us, but mostly for the organisms in the waters. We should do all that we can to make things better and to correct something that goes wrong.
Hi, my name is Nico and I'm currently 18 years old. Rowing makes me feel very connected to the water. I think the protection of the oceans is very important because water is one of our most important resources.
Hi everyone, I'm Inara and I'm from the Basque Country. I'm very interested on this topic and I think that it's important to raise awareness of what we are doing badly and to improve and take a step forward changing our daily habits.
Hi everyone, my name is Mesure and I am from Turkey. I am really keen on this goal. My city is in the west coast of Turkey and it is time to raise awareness to this problem. Water is our life most important part, but it is miserable to see how people are polluting the sea. Let's do something to make people aware of this problem.
I have dealt with three goals about which I have thought a little bit and about which I want to report a little bit now. The first one is sustainable fishing. By 2020, the goals are effectively regulate harvesting and end overfishing, illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing and destructive fishing practices, and to implement science-based management plans in order to restore fishing stocks in the shortest time as possible, at least two levels that can produce maximum sustainable yield as determined by their biological characteristics.
True, because living enough fish in the ocean, respecting habitats and ensuring people who depend on fishing will maintain their livelihoods.
That's right, Piano. Also considers overfishing to be one of the biggest threats to the health of the ocean and the survival of its inhabitants. Furthermore, fish play a central role in the food web of other fish and marine mammals.
That's completely right. Overfishing will result in extinction of some fish species. It will be a disaster for the sea life.
The second one, which I thought about, is end subsides contributing to overfishing. By 2020, the goals are prohibit certain forms of fishing series, subsides which contribute to overfishing and overcapacity, and eliminate subsides that contribute to illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, and refrain from introducing new subsidies, recognizing their appropriate and effective special end. The different treatment for developing and at least developed countries should be an integral part of the world trade organization fisheries subsidies negotiation.
I think these subsidies help a lot, but I think that more measures have to be taken to help reduce overfishing very quickly.
Yes, 32% of stocks are being overexploited because we catch more fish than we should, and they don't have time to reproduce or regenerate. So there are less and less fish each day. It's a huge problem.
I think government policies today is quite can be more strict. There can be some strict punishments as well.
The third one, which I thought about, is support small scale fishers. We should provide access for small scale fishers to marine resources and markets. Yeah, and that's what I thought about at this topic.
I think that this measure would certainly help, because I think smaller fishermen certainly think more economically and have a greater environmental awareness.
I'm with both of you, because some fishers think that fishing is essential and they make a living out of it and it gives them food stuff, but they have to fish up to a limit.
Fishing is a way of earning their life. Fishermen takes important part in our life. They can go on to their job, and I don't think they miss their job. They fish small amount, and I think they are not harmful.
My first topic is, how can we reduce marine pollution? By 2025, marine pollution of all kinds, especially from land-based activities, including pollution from marine litter and nutrients, is to be prevented and significantly reduced. This must happen because otherwise the condition will continue to deteriorate and more fish and plants will die. Furthermore, it is not healthy for us either when there is so much microplastic in the ocean and the marine life.
This is a very huge problem. We must raise awareness in childhood and continue implementing different initiatives to collaborate together and change habits with the clear intention of recovering our oceans and planet, because we haven't paid enough attention to the matter till now.
My second topic is, how can we protect and restore ecosystems? By 2020, sustainably manage and protect marine and coastal ecosystems to avoid significant observed impacts, including by strengthening their resilience and take action for the restoration in order to achieve healthy and productive oceans. I think this is a very important point, because without these ecosystems, the variation marine life cannot survive. That is why I think we need to protect these ecosystems well to preserve a great biodiversity in the seas.
In my opinion, the best way to protect ecosystems is reducing and recycling as much waste as we can.
My third and last topic is, how can we increase scientific knowledge, research, and technology for ocean health? Increase scientific knowledge, develop reach capacity, and transfer marine technology, taking into account the intergovernmental oceanographic common mission criteria and guidelines on the transfer of marine technology, in order to improve ocean health and to enhance the contribution of marine biodiversity to the developing countries, in particular small islands, developing states, and last developed countries. It is also important to develop such technologies to explore the oceans, because not many percent of the world's ocean have been explored. And who knows, maybe the anti-cancer drug is hidden somewhere in the ocean.
Yes, I agree with you, Nico. I would like to discuss about some aspects, so I will lay on the table my first topic, which is reduce ocean acidification. Ocean acidification has been shown to affect organisms and ecosystems by endangering fisheries and aquaculture.
I couldn't agree with you more, because if these ecosystems fail, I think it will have quite bad consequences for us.
My second topic is conserve coastal and marine areas. Marine coastal areas are among the world's most productive ecosystems. At the same time, however, coastal ecosystems are increasingly suffering under the pressure of a constantly growing population.
That's right. We should think about our habits and about this topic. We must change something to obviate these habits.
Implement and enforce international sea law is my third and last topic. Flexible and transparent instruments of marine sustainable governance at a regional and national level are key tools.
I have searched the targets, and here are some of by 2030. Increase the economic benefits to small island development states and less development countries from the sustainable use of marine resources, including trade, sustainable management of fisheries, aquaculture, and tourism. Increase system think knowledge, develop resource for capacity and transfer money technology, taking into account the environment. Intergovernmental occurring, order the improved ocean health and economic culture of the main marine biodiversity to the development of developing countries, in particular small island developing states and these development countries, provide access for small-scale artisan fishers to marine resources and markets. Enhance the conservation and sustainable use of oceans and their resources by implementing international law as reflected in UNCLOS, which provides the legal framework for conservation and sustainable use for oceans and their resources, as highlighted paragraph 58 of the feature we want.
In order to achieve these goals, we should think sustainably and act accordingly. That means we have to think about what we are doing and if this is right. And we are not allowed to throw garbage or anything else into the nature anymore, or even into our oceans. And we have to gather as many people as possible to set different signs.
I can only agree with you, Bjarne, but I think it's also very important to introduce many people to this topic so that they can get an understanding of how important environmental protection is.
Apart from all those things you said, I think that we should support organizations working to protect the oceans. In my opinion, avoiding the purchase of items that exploit marine life is another thing we should do.
Orion can help to make sure that we meet the global goals. Reduce marine pollution, protect and restore ecosystems, reduce ocean acidification, sustainable fishing, conserve coastal and marine areas, and subsidize countries to overfishing, increase the economic benefits from sustainable use of marine resources.
All in all, we have talked a lot about our topic now, and in the end I would say that everybody should do what he can to protect our waters on our wonderful earth so that we can have a part of the nature and enjoy this.
I have to agree with you, because I think if we don't save our oceans soon, we are headed for a bad end.
Overall, I think we should raise awareness of the situation and start changing from now on.